You're not fighting for America anymore. You're fighting for your own power and prestige. And that's what's really getting on my nerves.
And they're not all unified behind somebody. That's the problem. They're not all unified behind anybody.
Good morning, hello. Everybody.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Is it Thursday? Today's Thursday.
Thank you, Jesus. It's Thursday. Yes.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, it's a new year. That means people are like in the thick of their resolutions, right? This is the time of year when people are like, I want to get healthy. I want to exercise.
I want to be a salty bitch. That's my resolution.
Or that. You may have that as your resolution.
Exactly.
But one thing that should be part of everybody's New Year's resolution is to just do what it takes to be healthier. Mm-hmm. And part of being healthier means that you're giving your body what it needs in terms of minerals, vitamins, nutrients. And you can do that really, really easily with Healthy Cell. And Healthy Cell specifically has a multivitamin, the bioactive multivitamin, which is fantastic. They have a vegan form of that, the vegan essentials gel pack. And the thing that's great about Healthy Cell, of course, as we've told you, is that it's not a pill or a giant capsule that you have to hopefully maybe absorb a tiny bit of. This is like delicious goo. It's a packet of goo, essentially. and you just eat it straight out of the packet, or you can mix it in a beverage if you want to. Tastes delicious on its own. And this gets absorbed by your body 165% better than a traditional pill or tablet or capsule. That's why it's so great. They have specifically, I made my husband like really pop these.
That's the one I use. Yep.
Yeah. The Immune Super Boost. You know, you see people taking the, like, what's the, what's that, like, over-the-counter airborne? You know what I mean? People will take that. This is so much better.
So much better. I used to take that other stuff. And you have to mix it in water.
And my husband was like, right before we were supposed to go to Tucson, then of course we didn't get to go, but before we were supposed to go, he was like, I feel a cold coming on. And I was like, oh my God. And I immediately started, you got to suck these down, like a couple of them a day. And it never materialized. And I totally credit that immune boost from Healthy Cell. So you guys, check it out. It should be part of your New Year's resolution. You can save 20% on your order when you use code CHICKS at healthycell.com/CHICKS.
You guys, check out all of our socials, chicksontheright.com/links. Go there. It's pink. It's pink. It's fabulous. All of our things are there. All of the things. Check it out. Do it. Bookmark it.
My name is Adam Moxinger today, only because I wanted to remember to tell everybody that Adam Kinzinger, just the second day that the new Congress is in session, he already has a new gig at CNN as senior political commentator.
Is he crying? Was he crying? His first day in the air? Was he crying?
You know, he might have cried if not for the fact that he's probably enjoying what's happening in the House right now.
Oh, I'm sure he is. He's probably just
living it up and loving
it. Who's surprised that he's working there? Raise your hand and then promptly punch yourself in the face.
Not that we condone violence on the show.
No, we don't condone any violence, no. But I mean, we all knew that was going to happen, right?
Yeah, it was a given.
God, that took him like 4 hours. I expect to see
Liz Cheney at any moment.
Like right, it's straight away. You know, she made so much money in their 6 years. There was this article I put on my wall the other day that so much money that woman made. I want to see her taxes. That's what I want to see. Yeah. Because that broad made a crap load. And a lot of it had to do with like China and her husband. And want to see those taxes.
God,
we'll never see him.
That is just infuriating.
Yeah, it's infuriating. She's insufferable. Insufferable. Well,
that's the reason for my name today, is because I wanted to make sure to tell you guys that.
Great name.
Also, I, as well as thousands and thousands of other Southwest victims of the cancellation meltdown that took place.
Show us on the doll where Southwest hurt you.
All over, man. All over is where they hurt me. But got an email from the CEO. It was personally addressed to me and everybody else that was impacted.
Seriously? Really?
Well, no, it was a form letter. It was a form letter email. But Southwest, in addition to refunding people and like paying for expenses that people might have incurred as a result of all the cancellations, they are giving 25,000 points per ticket that was affected. So they are groveling. I mean, they're doing their darndest to make this right.
What is 25,000?
They say that the value is about $300. So you can use it at, you know, you can use points in different ways. You can redeem them in different ways. Okay. A lot of people just wait and try to earn flights, right? Like free flights. But they, but the Southwest says that each 25,000 points is around $300 worth of credit or whatever.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah. I felt like it was, I you know, listen, they're doing what they can do after the fact. So.
It's kind of a lot, but okay.
That's what they're doing. Okay. Anyway, and I have to say that I got my refund like in 2 days. So, I mean, I checked, I wasn't even looking for that. I happened to check my credit card statement for like another reason. And I saw that the refund was already on there, even though they had told me to expect 30 days to wait, but it took 2 days. I mean, it was like almost instant after I submitted the request. So, you know, they, listen, they screwed up royally, but they're trying, you know? So anyway, just thought I'd put that out there that Southwest is doing that.
All right.
Other headlines before we get to the house. Thank you, Mark. Mark says, might as well have Ben Stein do roll call. Banks. Yes. Bueller. Butthead. Sorry. Gates.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the house stuff in just a second, but I wanted to get through just some other random headlines that people need to know. For example, the fact that Mayor Pete has used, this is the guy that's like Mr. Climate Change guy, right? Mr. Clean Energy dude. He has flown Chasten on a military jet now at our expense, 18 times he's flown his husband around to places on military jets.
Yeah. Again, not surprised. These people are colossal hypocrites. All of them.
That just makes me so mad.
I wonder what he says about that. This is the guy. Remember when he did the photo op where they like pulled over and we got this on camera. Obviously somebody did, but they pulled over in the giant SUV, took a bike out, and it looks like it was the first time he ever rode a bike. And he gets on it. He's like, dun, 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 dun. You remember? Remember he had his little helmet on? Yeah.
I definitely remember.
Dork that guy is. God. And the cyclists everywhere were like, oh, no.
Please don't represent us.
Get off the bike.
I know.
Don't.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's some interesting little gossip about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is a dumbass in so many ways. Oh, we got an early morning flap.
He's flapping. Oh, my God. Back. He's just flapping everywhere, you guys. He wanted to say hi. New Year's flaps. Hello.
So anyway, Hunter has decided, I have no idea why he's this dumb, but this is how dumb he is. He has decided that because his finances have substantially changed in the last year, he claims, he's going to court to try to get his child support for the child that no one will recognize. He's trying to get his child support lowered.
Oh my God.
And in order to do that, of course, he's got to file the appropriate paperwork with the courts. Well, the mom of this child, and I don't remember the name of the child.
Is this the stripper's kid?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
The one that nobody will acknowledge, right?
Yeah, because she's seedy. We don't want to have anything to do with her because the stripper's seedy, you guys. Okay. Right. Yeah.
So the mom, the child's mother, in response to him saying, oh, my finances have changed. I don't make as much now, so I need to lower the child support. She is now saying, I'm going to need to see receipts on who bought your paintings. And now there's going to be all kinds of disclosures that you know he does not want to make. And
I don't know why he's
put himself into this corner, but I am loving every minute of it.
Oh, me too. I love it so much too. You go, girl.
God,
I hope she's lawyered up with like the best lawyers ever. I love it. I love it. Get him.
I know. I just love that. Yeah. Also, Biden is planning on visiting the border. He has an upcoming trip to Mexico next week. And he did tell reporters yesterday that he plans to visit the border. So that is news. And I mean, it's a first.
He's like, where's the border? Where is it?
Now, what he's going to do when he gets there and how, you know, Mayorkas is going to try to prepare for that. I have no idea how this is going to go, but
this is going to be very interesting. Really? Happening. Yeah.
So that's happening.
Can't wait for that.
Also, The Guardian, which is a very popular UK mag or newspaper or whatever it is, somehow, I don't know how, but they got their hands 6 days in advance of Prince Harry's book coming out. They got their hands on a copy. And so now all the stories are coming. And the top story, and I mean, this is terrible, but I laughed out loud at the top story. Even though it's, I mean, it's probably something I shouldn't laugh at. But the top story, this was all over the Daily Mail this morning, is that Prince Harry is accusing Prince William of assaulting him physically. And
oh my God, are you serious? This is what brothers do.
He's saying God. That Prince William attacked him in the kitchen of Nottingham College and pushed him down and ripped off his necklace, which I wasn't aware that Harry had a necklace to worry about, ripped off his necklace, and Harry landed on the dog bowl and it created scratches and bruises on his back. So this is one of the explosive revelations
in Prince Harry's book. Dude, you served. Like... Right? I cannot with this. This is what brothers do.
I know.
And this is supposed to be explosive. What a complete manlet at this point. His balls have shriveled to the point of nothingness. Brother scrap. That's this what they're what supposed they do. To do.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
And he's also blaming he's blaming William and Kate. He's trying to put blame on William and Kate for him wearing the Nazi uniform.
Just like, did he like hold him down? He held him down and like forced him in it. And Kate was like, yeah.
Well, he's saying he called them and he was like, hey, I'm considering wearing a Nazi uniform to this Halloween party. What do you guys think about it? And they laughed. And so he's saying, why didn't they get backlash for like basically signing a seal of approval for me to wear that?
This guy. Oh my God. Right. God, I mean, unbelievable.
What a tool.
He is a complete tool. Anyway,
those are your random headlines. There were a lot this morning, so I wanted to get through those quickly because I know we got to get to what's going on in the house. Yesterday, there were people on Twitter, there were people in our comments sections everywhere who were so mad at me because they were like, you're only presenting one side of this house argument and you need to play videos of the other side.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Mom. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should repent. Repent, Mom. Repent. How dare you?
All right. So I thought, you know what? I'll play. I will make sure today to get some videos of the other side. And so the first one I have is of Matt Gaetz. And I don't remember who is he talking to. I don't remember who he's talking to. But anyway, it's Matt Gaetz explaining what they're doing, what this 21, 22. I can't remember the number now because we've gone through six ballots. Kevin McCarthy has lost every single one of them. And so Matt Gaetz is making his case for what they are doing. And here he is, naysayers. So here is your boy.
Let's bring in Florida Republican Congressman-elect Matt Gaetz. Congressman, thank you so much for coming on. Kevin McCarthy tonight did not want to hold a vote in the House because he believes he might be getting closer. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
Well, there's a reason Kevin McCarthy doesn't want to continue having votes, and it's because with each vote, he seems to be decreasing in his vote share, and we've only increased with votes in our vote share in opposition to Kevin McCarthy. We suspect that that trend is likely to continue, and I think this ends one of two ways, Trace. Either Kevin bows out, realizing there's no path for him to become Speaker of the House, even if he picks up one or two or three or five of the 20 who have opposed him half dozen times on the floor, or he is essentially has to wake up, bring the House into session and put on a straitjacket with a rules package that we've presented to him that doesn't allow a lot of discretion for the Speaker of the House. The reason we've demanded that is that we do not trust Kevin McCarthy, and it's not a small body of work. The guy's been in leadership in Washington, D.C. for 14 years, and this town needs to change, and we're going to change it one way or the other, either by changing out the Speaker or by having the most fundamental rewrite of the rules in really my lifetime.
There seems to be a lot of confusion, though, about exactly what this group of 20 wants. You say rules changes. A lot of people have said a lot of different things. Is there something specific, Congressman, that you want that would gain your vote to Kevin McCarthy if that thing was fulfilled?
Well, I'm not voting for Kevin McCarthy, but there are some of the 20 who I suspect might if we got control of the Rules Committee and the Appropriations Committee in the hands of folks that don't vote for bad rules and bad appropriations bills. Remember, before this last omnibus, Kevin McCarthy was paving the way for some of the worst legislation, driving our country deeper into debt and borrowing against the futures of the next generation. And so if we got control of those key committees in the hands of conservatives, I think there are some of the 20 who might vote for Kevin McCarthy. If things stand as they are, I would suspect that the opposition will only grow.
Yeah.
So there is the argument.
Somebody asked who's the one voting present. Isn't it the
Victoria Spartz?
Yeah, the Ukrainian lady that we knew from Indiana, Victoria Spartz.
But it didn't impact anything because she wasn't one of the original 20. So right. It really had no... It didn't change the number of votes that Kevin McCarthy needs to get to, really. So listen, Trump yesterday, everybody's mad at Trump now. Like all the only Trumpers are like, what? Because Trump came out yesterday and said, can you guys just stop and like get Kevin McCarthy into the speaker role and like start doing some work? And so I was like, damn, what are the only Trumpers going to make of that? Because that's, I knew that was going to cause some conflict internally for people who are the only Trumpers who are like, Trump needs to, he wants to drain the swamp. He's the only one that can do it. And then here he is, you know, in favor of a swamp person. So I wasn't sure how people were squaring that yesterday. But anyway, that is Matt Gaetz's.
But I think Trump is also in favor of getting freaking work done.
Right. That was his point. Like this is ridiculous. Like the left is eating this up with a spoon.
I mean, it's at this point, it looks insane. It just looks insane. And it just shows how completely fractured we are. Yeah. And that's not good for any of us. I mean, it would be really nice. Listen, this is probably asking for too much, but it'd be really nice for us to just go, look, you guys, we got the House. Yay. Look at us. Yay. Let's all have a drink. Yay. We just can't do that. Like we can't even freaking enjoy that for 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah,
we can't. We cannot even have a moment where we are like unified for a moment. God.
And I get I understand again, and I said this yesterday, it's like people choose just to hear what they want out of my mouth. And then they decide she's a rhino without actually listening to anything I'm saying. And so I don't like Kevin McCarthy like that.
I don't either.
Nobody likes him. Like this guy is awful.
The guy's a douche.
But they had their own primary time to work this out. And I think that's what frustrates me more about this than anything else, is that they waited until now to do this without really having a central person that they were going to rely on. Now they're just like Byron Donalds, Jim Jordan, Steve Scalise. I mean, they're all over the place. And this should have happened in their own primary. And so the fact that they're doing this now is just so aggravating to me.
Yeah, well, it's selfish. They're doing it on our time. They're doing it on the time where they should be doing stuff for us. And that pisses me off because you're doing it on my time and my money's time. Like I'm paying you not to do this. I'm paying you to do other shit. So do it.
Yeah. We elected you for a reason. You had an opportunity to bring up a whole other person, put him against McCarthy in your conference. That was when this should have been done.
Right.
Not right now. This is the time to be unified. That's why I'm so pissed off. And then you heard Matt Gaetz just say, we want to see rules changes. All right. Well, Kevin McCarthy has already conceded to a whole bunch of rules changes. And one of those is that he has much less power in terms of how long he can even stay as speaker without without a vote to get him out. But what these people are now asking for are personal committee assignments. And that is when I'm like, you know what? You're not fighting for America anymore.
You're fighting for
your own power and prestige. And that's what's really getting on my nerves. And
they've gotten some of it. Fine.
Absolutely, they've
gotten some of those things. Okay, well, then make it happen.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, then let's move forward.
Let's do this thing now.
Yeah,
and so now, Lauren Boebert, because again, I'm going to give you guys the other side, right? So Lauren Boebert went on with Hannity last night, and her point has been that she thinks, and she said this on the floor, she called on her favorite president, Donald Trump, to tell Kevin McCarthy to withdraw, right? And so she said that on the House floor, and her point has been, Kevin McCarthy doesn't have 218 votes, so therefore he should withdraw. And not recognizing that nobody that she is putting up or that the 20 people are putting up have 218 votes. So why are they not withdrawing? They have much fewer than 202 or two, whatever Kevin McCarthy has right now. So her point doesn't even make sense, right? If she's like, well, if you don't have the votes, you should withdraw. Okay, then withdraw.
And we have nobody.
20 people?
We have nobody. Exactly.
Because what are you doing? So her and Hannity got into it yesterday about this very point. I don't have the whole thing because it was way too long to play, but I have the key parts of this fight. He gets very frustrated, but here they are.
We're in day two. It's okay. The government isn't spending money, sending it to Ukraine. So the American taxpayers are certainly winning.
Politically, Congresswoman, you and I agree on most things. We don't disagree on many things.
Yes, we do, Sean.
And I do have respect for you.
And I believe that history will show that I'm on the right side of this, Sean.
You can believe in your position, but I'm using your words. You said to President Trump, you said, we're very clear. He doesn't have 218, so you need to ask him to withdraw. If by Friday you and your group of 20 don't have a name with 30 votes, is it time for you to withdraw? And if not, why do you support a double standard? Last question.
Kevin McCarthy does not have 218 votes. Kevin McCarthy
will
not be
speaker. And you have 20.
Kevin
I asked
McCarthy
you a very specific question. If by
Listen,
Friday,
when we
you don't
get this
have
right,
30.
I will not, Sean. I will not withdraw. Our asks were not petty of Kevin McCarthy. They were not self-serving. We simply were asking for commitments on what the American people want to see. They want to see a vote on term limits, a vote on the Texas border plan to secure the southern border.
Congresswoman,
and for crying out loud, Sean, we asked for a vote on a budget that actually balances. Imagine a Congress that stops
so
spending
you
money
only
that
have
we don't
30
have.
People
we are going
supporting
to get this
you.
Right, and we are going to get the right speaker, Sean.
If you only have 30, to be clear, you will not withdraw.
30 is going to be a beautiful number
But you're
to
telling
reach.
Kevin McCarthy and the 203 people that support him to withdraw because they don't have 218. That's what you're saying.
Look, it's obvious by tonight's motion to adjourn that Kevin McCarthy and his supporters are already getting voter fatigue. And
I asked you a simple question, Congresswoman. I feel like I'm getting a liberal
answer from a liberal.
I'm not
going to support Kevin McCarthy, Sean.
Okay, so even if you only have 30 votes,
Kevin McCarthy,
you will not abide by what you told President Trump to abide by.
Which I don't believe I will be.
I feel like we've made progress.
So that's the fight.
Okay, so here we are.
So nobody can say that I did not present the other side. That you heard from the two ringleaders. I mean, you heard from the two most adamant, I would say, about this whole thing.
That
right?
did not look good. Just did not look good, y'all.
And listen, again, this to his point, these are people with whom we agree on almost everything.
Everything, yeah.
But like this is a fight that should have happened months ago and not right now.
It's doing all of us a disservice.
Well, and then for her and Matt Gaetz both to say, you know, they've got all these demands that they're making of Kevin McCarthy. And if he agrees, there's still going to be no votes. What are we doing? So he's going to, I don't even know what's going to happen. I guess he'll have to withdraw and then it's going to take even longer. So they're going to have to find someone that they can all unify behind. I have no idea where this is going to end.
And they're not all going
to be super freaking irritating.
And they're not all unified behind somebody. That's the problem. They're not all unified behind anybody. There isn't one person, which is
and they should have done this ages ago.
And that is your point, which I think, a lot of people could agree with. That is something that you think they would have had a plan for. They seem so earnest about this right now. You think they would have been earnest about it a little while ago and they would have had a plan in place. What the hell?
Yeah. I mean, it's just absolutely out of control. You guys, are one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrisystem, back with the chicks, and they've got a very, very special offer. Right now, they have what's called their Hearty Inspirations meals. These are bigger dinners that help control hunger for up to 5 hours. And so Nutrisystem, again, if you've never thought about doing like a reset, or if you're maybe you're interested in losing actual like serious weight after some overindulgent holidays, am I right? Because I know I could use the reset. So they've got these meals that keep you fuller for longer. They're delivered right to your door. They're actually, when you think about what prices look like in the grocery store right now, we're looking at Nutrisystem their plans start at $10 a day. And that includes your breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, all of it. So that's actually pretty damn good compared to, just regular grocery store prices. And they take care of all of your things, all of your meals, all of your snacks. And right now they've got special offers going on at Nutrisystem.com/checks. So check out the website, super good website. They've got different plans that you can choose from. Everything is super tailored to what you actually need. And so with the Hearty Inspiration meals, I'm looking forward to trying those because those are anything I can do to not want to be hungry for 5 hours, that's a good thing for me.
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
Nutrisystem.com/chicks.
I'm a grazer. I'm a total grazer.
Oh my God, right?
Like too so much grazy. Of a grazer. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you guys, I don't know if I told you this, but check out our website, chicksontheright.com. So do that.
Yes, 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 yes. All right. One more thing about the House before we get to some other stuff. Trey Gowdy also is so frustrated. I think he feels our pain. There's a moment where he's talking about this with Hannity where you can just see the exasperation, and it's everybody.
They're both great people. And I agree with you. I think Jim Jordan as head of the Judiciary Committee is a massive win, especially with the investigations he's going to be involved in, which are critically important to the country. Look, I can put up with a number of days of this, but at some point, are we going to get a resolution?
We're going to have to. I mean, unless you believe in minority rights in the extreme, you don't go from 20 to 218. I mean, you're never going to get some of these people, Sean. I mean, they live to be in opposition to Republicans. But people watching your show need to call and say, you know what? I didn't work my tail off in November to watch y'all look like a clown show on national television. So y'all get behind Kevin. You got your motion to vacate. As it relates to President Trump, they love him when they need a pardon. They love him when they need attention. But when he says Kevin's my person, all of a sudden they know better. I mean, they know better than the Republican conference. Kevin got 85% of the vote in the primary, and yet they know better. I can't think of anything more anti-democratic than 15% trying to dictate to the other 85% who the speaker should be.
I mean, that's a point.
He has a major point there. A major point. Yeah. And this is the thing, is that it goes back to the whole Democrats are going to have the upper arm if they don't get their shit together. So they need to get their shit together.
Oh my God. And it's good that you said that, because here's the other thing that's happening that could potentially happen that probably already is happening. Now that Kevin McCarthy has been forced into this corner, now because he knows he's not going to get these 20, 21, 22 people, now he's actually considering, there is talk that he's considering trying to work with Democrats.
Yeah,
to get some of their votes. And what will that mean? More Republican concessions.
Right.
And so where will we be? In a much weaker position than we would have been if they would have just gotten this vote done.
Right.
So I don't even, now it's
Democrats
like,
win. Democrats will win.
They win.
So like when they think that they're fighting for us and all these people out there are like, oh my God, it's like, this is the hill to die on. No, once again, Democrats will win. So, we think that we're draining the swamp. We're not draining the swamp. This isn't draining the swamp. This is doing jack crap for us. All it's doing is making Democrats win again. It does nothing for you, and it does nothing for your family. It does nothing. We should be getting work done right now. Right now. And they're not doing it. They're not doing it. They're throwing away the chance to do that. So if this, if you feel like this is your hill to die on, good luck with that. But Democrats are they're gaining momentum right now. That's what they're doing. That's how the game, that's how the game is played, man.
Absolutely. And of course, the leftists are all, they're eating this up with a spoon. And why wouldn't they? Why would they not, right? And it's the worst of them. Just listen to this.
Trying to figure out who's going to get this house in order here.
I had a little, what they call schadenfreude watching this. You know, I sort of enjoyed that this in such disarray because they deserve it. It was nice that they took a break from destroying the country and started to turn on each other. I was reading one time about turtles one time. And apparently if you have turtles in an aquarium and then you don't feed them long enough, they will start to eat each other. Well, that's what's going on in Congress right now.
That happens wherever you are.
And I'm not just talking about Mitch McConnell when I talk about turtles here. I'm talking about all of them.
I was watching this and thinking, oh, great, Joy's going to be gloating tomorrow.
Well, I'm not gloating, but I'm enjoying the demise because they are the most destructive force in politics in my lifetime. And I was not even there in 1923.
Please give me a break. I mean, not true, obviously, but they're loving this, right?
Oh my God, they and I don't blame them. I you can't even blame them for loving this. And of course she has to go and like pick at my worst nightmare with the turtle story, right? Mm-hmm. Like she even has to take it there.
Yeah. Somebody says that the people are saying that we're swamp and that we're done.
I mean, this is so is Trump swamp then? Are you saying that about Trump now?
Apparently.
Because this is how ridiculous
because
it's getting.
He gets a pass, Mock. He totally gets a pass, right? Yeah.
Oh my God. No, they shouldn't vote for Kevin because of The View, for crying out loud. They should vote for Kevin for all of the reasons that we just went over in great detail. This is what kills me, is that people will just pick one thing that we say or pick on something that we haven't said and decide, oh my God, they're rhinos. They're not conservatives anymore because we want to get shit done. Give me a break. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Well, I mean, just we'll see how this plays out. You know, see how it plays out and then see how you feel about it in a week or two or in a year or two. You can look back and see how it goes. I guess, you know, we can't tell the future, but we'll see how this plays out for the Republican Party and see if Lauren, if Boebert and if Gates were right. You know, I mean, it's only time will tell. But I
mean,
personally,
I get, you know, if they push this so hard that McCarthy has no choice, although he says there's nothing that's going to pull him out of this. If they push him so hard that he does withdraw, I don't know who they end up putting up. You know what I mean? I have no idea who they end up putting up.
I just don't think he's going to withdraw.
I don't see that either.
I just
and
don't
there's so
see
many
him
people that are like, we are only voting for McCarthy because he fundraised the most. He helped us in our in our elections. Like he knows how to do this job. I don't know.
Just don't see him withdrawing, you guys. I don't see
what
him doing
mess.
It. Right.
Okay. So we also need to so hide your kids, hide your wives, you guys. And I'm not like I'm serious about this because you're about to hear a whole lot of F-bombs. My favorite thing is when Democrat policies actually affect Democrats, like the super dumb ones who don't realize that they're voting for policies that are terrible for them. And then those policies begin to affect them personally. And then they're like, oh, damn, this needs to stop. Like this needs to be fixed. Cardi B is one of those people. And she went on a rant yesterday because she wants Joe Biden to fix these lettuce prices, you guys. The lettuce is out of control. So here's Cardi B again. Hide your kids. Hide Joe wives.
Complaining about food prices and y'all motherfuckers be like, ain't you rich? Why you complaining about lettuce? Why you complaining about this? That just goes to show me when you become successful, when you have money, you're gonna go broke soon because y'all not budgeting. I get a summary of the money that's being spent in my home every week. So when I'm starting to see that like groceries is like tripling up, it's like, hey, yo, what the fuck is going on? I want to see for myself what the fuck shit is being spent on. And like when I go to the fucking supermarket, like I went to a supermarket, I'm seeing that everything tripled up. That like lettuce was like $2 a couple of months ago and now it's like fucking $7. Of course, I'm going to say something.
I'm sorry. But
the fuck? Because if I think that shit is crazy, I could only imagine what middle class people or people in the hood is motherfucking thinking. So yes, I'm going to say something. The fuck? And I have a big platform. So I do want anybody that's responsible of these fucking prices to put that shit the fuck down.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I cannot believe this woman is famous. I just can't. How is she rich and famous? I don't get it.
So rich and so famous.
And what are her nails? What are those? She's going to hurt somebody. She's going to poke her eye out. Oh, what is that?
She's like, whoever's responsible for this needs to take care of it. Like, put that shit down. She's
tripled up. It is tripled up, y'all. Lettuce is tripled up.
It's tripled up.
Darren's like, wop. She does. Anyway. Listen, she does speak truth. She does. And it's just riddled F-bomb. It's riddled with. I just don't think she understands how that happens. This is the thing about Cardi B. It takes her a while to catch on, you know, to understand what's happening here. And she voted for it. Right. She voted for precisely the policies that are put in place that cause the lettuce to triple up. I don't think she gets it. God bless her. And she's turning into a tiger too. Did you notice that?
Yeah, she's getting pretty tigery.
She's getting really, pretty really tigery. Feline there.
Thank you, Jan Robinson. Jan Robinson says, "United we stand, divided we fall." Indeed.
Savage wipe the comments about wiping her butt.
I know, right? How do you do that? She probably has a staff person for that.
Oh my God! How much are they paid?
I guarantee it's not $15 an hour. Anyway, no. Let's move on. So yesterday we were talking about your husband's retirement, the whole thing that went down with the masks at Lilly.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how ridiculous it is that when you go to doctor's offices or hospitals now, the places that should know best how masks don't work are the ones that are still requiring them in their office buildings. Mm-hmm. And so Leanna Wen, who is that she used to head up Planned Parenthood. She's that horrific doctor who just is so mostly full of nonsense. Once the pandemic was kind of over, she sort of came around to not mandating vaccines and mandating masks, even though she was all about it in the thick of it. So I have a clip of her in which she, Leanna Wen, you guys, even Leanna Wen is saying, unless you're wearing an N95 to protect yourself, you're wasting your time. So here she is about cloth masks and surgical masks.
At this point, and I've been saying this for the last year or so, a cloth mask is little more than a facial decoration. If your goal is to keep out COVID, the cloth mask is not doing very much at all. The surgical mask is better than the cloth mask, but still, if you're going to wear a mask at all, unless you cannot tolerate an N95 or equivalent mask, I would not wear a surgical mask and definitely not a cloth mask.
So why is she, can she not tell the hospital community that what everybody knows already?
No. And it's like, it's not a universal thing because you go from place to place. Like yesterday I went to a doctor, I had a doctor's appointment in Austin and nobody in Austin is really liberal.
And they weren't wearing them?
They weren't wearing them. No.
Nice.
And usually when you go to Austin, like everybody wears masks in Austin, like no matter where you go, people are wearing masks. People are wearing masks just for fun in Austin, you know, but and the doctors, I just assumed they're going to make me wear a mask and they're going to give me a mask and they're going to make me wear it. And nobody was wearing them. But then you go to like just willy nilly. I don't know. Sometimes I'll go to a doctor's office in Waco and they may require me to wear a mask. Or they don't, depending on the place. So you think that they would make a rule, like do we need to wear them or do we not need to wear them? Like somebody just freaking figure it out. Like, is there just some sort of like governing body that's going to tell us, are they good or are they not good? And this is why I just don't trust the scientists and the doctors, because they can't get their crap together.
If they can't even agree on something this simple, then I don't even know.
I'm out. You know, I'm not going to put on a diaper. I'm not putting a diaper on my face. I'm not doing it. I'm just not.
It's so stupid.
Are there schools that still, is there anybody there who still have like their kids that require them
in
schools?
California and parts of the East Coast, I saw that they were bringing back mandates for some schools. Yeah, it's bad. I mean, it's dumb.
No, I would move. I just cannot.
Well, they are. No, people are moving. That's the problem.
No way. Yeah, there's no way I would subject my kid to that. There's just no way.
We are hearing some continued progress, like good progress, I guess, on Damar Hamlin and his recovery. So, you know, it's slow. I know that, but it does seem to be progressing the way that the doctors are hoping it will. Now, unfortunately, there is actual talk. You're hearing it on various different outlets and channels. People are talking about that football essentially should be banned and it's too dangerous.
Oh, my
so,
God.
This is where we are. So Sonny Hostin, for example, was talking, and Joy Behar, too, were talking about the fact that it's white, heterosexual, conservative men who are essentially keeping football alive. So it's all our fault. It's all the fault of, like, football lovers who that we're responsible essentially for what happened to Damar Hamlin. It's okay. Just, this reminds me of every time there was a crash in IndyCar, right? People were like, immediately we have to stop car racing. Like, it's too dangerous. People die. All of the people who participate in these sports, these extreme sports, know the risks. They all do it anyway.
And they
do
the
it because they love the sport. Mm-hmm. They do it knowing what the risks are. Every time you and I get into a car, we know the risks of getting into a car. The fact that this is even being talked about as a thing that needs to be changed or altered or stopped is freaking batshit. Right?
Yeah.
But here is what the idiots like Sonny say.
10% of Americans think that tackle football is appropriate. Wow. Heterosexual men voted the most support for kids doing football. Mm-hmm. And conservatives were more likely to support youth tackle football. Just saying.
Just saying. Give me a break.
I think Texas would implode without football. I mean, like, we're such a big football state. That's just, and the SEC, I mean, I grew up in the South, just the South. It's so football-y, you know?
Well, of course. It's we're like America's favorite pastime.
Right. And, well, I think baseball is like the favorite pastime technically, but I, you know, I'm a football girl. Football is, I love football. And I think, and so many, I don't know. Our boy didn't play football when he grew up. He didn't, but I know so many people that, you know, boys are raised with football and they love it. And I just, you know, this, let's not be ridiculous because of this.
People are being ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, this, the fact that this is even a discussion is just so beyond.
Well, it's a discussion on The View.
But elsewhere it is. I swear to God, it's elsewhere. Like, it's even my husband was talking about that last night. He was just like, I can't believe how many calls for the end of the sport I am beginning to hear. It's so dumb.
It will never happen, Mock.
I know.
Will never end. Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I don't know if Stuart the Brit is in with us this morning. Meanwhile, it's like Ron said to me last night, people are in the UK playing rugby without even pads or helmets. And they're like, what the hell's wrong with you wusses?
I know. Rugby is like, that is legit. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Okay. I do have one clip that I'm going to need your help deciphering because it's a Biden clip.
Oh, I can't wait. I get to translate.
I know how you like these.
Okay. I'm going to get ready to translate. I got to really focus here. Okay.
Okay. Are you ready? Everybody ready?
Here we go.
All right. Here we go.
Over 140 countries around the world. I'll paraphrase the phrase of my old neighborhood. The rest of the countries, the world's not a patch on our jeans if we do what we want to do, we need to do. It's never been a good bet.
So,
okay.
Help.
The rest of the world is a patch in our jeans, and it's never been a good bet. Don't you guys get it? That's an old saying. it's an old saying.
Is it saying?
Haven't you ever heard it? You've never heard that old saying?
About the patch on the jeans and the phrase? I don't know what.
Can you play it one more? Just play it one more time.
Yes.
Play it one more time.
Travel over 140 countries around the world.
Yeah.
I'll paraphrase the phrase of my old neighborhood.
His old neighborhood.
The rest of the countries, the world's not a patch on our jeans. If we do what we want to do, we need to do. It's never been a good bet.
What the hell? He is so freaking senile. God.
Visiting angels, America's choice and home care. Wow.
He didn't have he didn't have his pudding before that. So he was a little like he's low on blood sugar. And so it just wasn't. Things weren't connecting. The synapses weren't firing well. So
that was painful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely painful.
In the old neighborhood.
Okay, before we get to your whack, I do have one more video to share that somebody sent me. This is comedian Ty the Fish, I think is what he goes by. So, you know, Dylan Mulvaney, the person that just did the facial feminization surgery.
400 days of being a girl.
Right. That's the one.
Yeah.
So Dylan Mulvaney has become just like a gajillionaire so many times over because of the almost 10 million, probably more than 10 million followers on TikTok. He now has. And so the whole spiel has been, it's day 34 of being a girl. Yeah. I'm going to cry and watch Steel Magnolias. And he's constantly reducing women to just these stereotypes.
I frolic through the woods. That's what girls do.
So this comedian has done basically a parody on the entire the whole skit, right? The whole days of girlhood thing. And I feel like he does it even better.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I was just doing girl stuff because it's day one of girlhood. So I'm just going to do girl stuff. Maybe I'll get like 8 million followers on TikTok. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll interview the president of the United States get him to say on live TV that kids should be able to cut their genitals off without any question. Oh my God. Oh my God. I walked around and people were like staring at me. And I was like, why is everyone staring at me? Then I realized my massive boner was hanging out of my little shorts. And I was like, well, maybe stop getting weird and maybe start normalizing the fact that women have beards, big dicks, and balls. Oh, it's fun being a girl. So day one, what did I do? Oh yeah, I ate 40 muffins and then I pooped. No, I didn't. Girls don't poop. And then I gaslit my boyfriend because that's what girls do. Anyways, I gotta go. I'm going to meet to my neighbor. Ah!
Oh my God, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. I hope he does like a whole entire series. He has
He's done quite a few.
It's fantastic. Keep going. Keep going, Tyler. God, I encourage this. Do not give in to the mentalness. Don't do it. Call out the crazy, you guys. Just keep calling out the crazy every day. So tired of these people.
It's nice to be back to be able to remind everyone why now is the best time ever to support Mike Lindell and the great, great folks at MyPillow.com/chicks. Now is a really good time to stock up. If you're not going to stock up on the sheets, which are what is on mega sale right now, stock up on your travel pillow covers. Because if you came to meet and greet, you got a travel pillow and you probably want like a personal, fun... What are all the designs? You know the designs. You got leopard. What are the other ones?
I got leopard. I don't. You know what? I didn't even really look that hard at all of the other ones because, you know, I'm such a leopard girl that I immediately zone right in on the leopard and everything else is just peripheral, you know?
Okay.
Because I don't. All right. I don't really pay much attention. I don't.
But there's good ones.
There's a lot of good ones. No, I'm sure there's a lot of good ones. But when I see leopard, that's all I care about. That's it. That's all I care about, you guys.
Yeah. Well, and you may love leopard too, and you can get your leopard travel pillowcase, and you should. And you just need to go to mypillow.com/chicks, or you can always call. If you're old school, you can just call and talk to one of their lovely representatives on the phone. It's 800-875-0513 or mypillow.com/chicks. All right. Lead us into your whack.
I don't remember. I did it yesterday. I've slept since then.
Well, it's a TikTok. It's a TikTok video of a kid with a haircut.
It's the kid getting it. It's the kid crying over his haircut. And,
okay. I haven't watched it, so I can't, I don't know.
Okay. This mom is basically going to put her kid through. It kind of reminds me of this Dylan Mulvaney stuff because it's in the same genre as that because this mom is basically saying, I'm going to go ahead and put my kid on puberty blockers because he cried during his first haircut. This is, yeah. This is exactly
who we're.
This is this generation, man. I mean, like, I can't. And the comments on this TikTok, like, you would not believe. There's so many people that are like, oh my God, like, you know, I don't know how many kids cried during their first, how many boys cried during their first haircut. Like, you don't put them on puberty blockers because because they had genuine emotion during their first hair. I mean, that happens all the time. Doesn't mean they want to become a girl, lady.
Wow.
That's not what that means.
Okay. Yes. So that's what we're about to see and this is the mom's TikTok. Like, she posted TikTok. This.
Yeah. And she's okay. Like,
all right, here we go.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you've done to.
I mean, with the sad music.
Or do we need sound?
I mean, you could. No. You don't have to. But she has all the sad music. Little did we know she was wanting exactly to meet herself and like, meet her heroes.
There's nothing permanent until they are an adult. Before that, it's just pronouns, clothes, puberty blockers to buy them a few years, to meet with a therapist to make sure that, like, they're persistent and consistent. But even that is not permanent.
And that's why.
Oh my God.
So yeah, so all the comments on there are like, you got to be kidding me. And like, one was a barber. One was a guy that was like, dude, I cut like gajillions of kids' hair and like boys that have come through and have done tons of first haircuts. And so many boys have cried on their,
of course,
like, this is just what little kids do. Little kids get scared of the scissors and stuff like that. And he was emotional because that's what kids do. And so this mom is like convinced that, you know, that he needs to become a she, you know, this is a,
what because are people doing?
This is the thing. This generation is just, they've lost their mind. Like, mm-hmm. They've just lost their freaking mind. Can you imagine Gen Xers being like this? I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Like, we are looking at this generation like, y'all are crazy. Y'all have lost your freaking minds because they have been taught that, like, that's what that means. For some reason, they've normalized this whole transition thing. Like, if it's one or two, like, if a boy plays with a Barbie or something, then, oh my God, that boy wants to become a girl.
Yeah.
Or if a boy cries, right. If a boy cries during a haircut, then the boy wants to become a girl. No, I mean, it's insanity. And we've got to call it out. Like I say all the time, we've got to call it out because it's just, it's not okay. We got to quit normalizing this because it's not normal. It's just nuts. It's just freaking nuts.
Can you shift your camera a little bit? People want to see the sunrise.
My sunrise. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's like so nice.
Ah, yeah.
I know. Good. It's good stuff, isn't
That's
it?
That's a good one.
That's
Texas, a really good
y'all.
One.
Okay. You guys, nobody wants to see your butt, Cash. Everybody wants to see your face. Come here.
Flappies. It's time for more flappies.
Come here. People want to see your face. Come here. He doesn't want to show his face. He's being a butthead.
Well, he's probably like, I already flapped. What do you guys want?
He's like, I already did that. Okay. Well, nobody wants to see your butt. Come here. He's doing.
Maybe. Oh, bring it in. That's what it is.
Okay. We're going to bring it in.
Thank you, Randall. We see you.
Oh, he's flapping. He's flapping and running. You see his tail, everybody?
I see his tail right there. Look at it go.
He's very happy. He's giving me the face. All right, you guys, it's Thursday. I'm so excited that it's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
And I guess we got to make our way back to the swamp, Mock.
Right, us rhinos. Mm-hmm. We're such rhino-tacular swamp rats or
gotta
whatever.
Got to get back there. Got to get cozy in it. You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.